Come out of the world, oh my people.
Welcome to Torah Life Ministries, teaching about the instructions of our Creator and putting His Word into action. From suffering well to living a blessed life, looking forward to the hope and future that awaits true believers of the faith. Welcome to the show with your host, Paul Nisan.
Hello, everybody. This is Paul with Torah Life Ministries. We continue to do another episode of the Suffer Well devotional series, and this one is titled Things Unsaid, and this is the first part of four parts we'll be reading. I'm going to read the devotional, and then I am going to comment on it. So we start off, and it says here, it is time to unlock revolutionary calling in your life. It is a supernatural gift, but in order to fine-tune your narrow path, we must initially take a broad view. It is essential that you first remember that the totality of Yahweh's commands apply universally. In other words, the commandments are not for the personal interpretation. The entire body is called to obey because the law expresses the superior will of Yahweh. Romans 2 verses 17 and 18. Once you come into alignment with that, it's then time to get personal. The commandments do not tell me anything specific about my calling. So what part of the body am I? And how do I know? It is a common prexuality faced by those who do not recognize scriptural patterns. Those missing some keys to the kingdom. Let's call those missing keys things unsaid. They unlock doorways to your very personal calling. Scripturally, you might call them the backstory. Let us demonstrate this by encapsulating a well-known scriptural narrative. The central figure is David, the man after Yahweh's own heart. The story can be found in 2 Samuel verse 7. His vision to build a temple made of cedar for Yahweh. It's a detailed story with countless allusions and lessons. But for our purpose, we'll keep it pointed. David declares his disdain for the tent that he had placed the Ark of the Covenant in, and his subsequent desire to put the Ark in a house of cedar. Let us remind you that it was David's choice to put the Ark in a tent in the courtyard of his palace in Jerusalem, instead of putting it back in the tabernacle Moses has built, which was still standing in Gibeon. This should be your first hint that something is either very wrong or that David knows something we don't. And that is the key or the pattern we want you to recognize. There is no record anywhere that Yahweh has ever told man that his plan was to move the ark from a tent of curtains to a house of cedar. Yet we know from Yahweh's response that it was the exact vision that he wanted David to capture. And he blessed David and his vision for his faithfulness. What we don't see is all the asking, seeking, and knocking. Luke 11 verses 9 to 10. All the spiritual tendency of not letting go. Genesis 32 verse 26. And the spiritual violence. Matthew 11 verse 12. It took for David to discern the heart of Yahweh and to find the vision he had for him in order for him to advance his kingdom. He was, after all, a man of Yahweh's heart, and this is precisely what he has for you. A vision you are supposed to seek after, one that he breathed disdain for you as your contribution in building his kingdom. Romans 8, verses 28 and 29. Over the next 4 days, we will define the scriptural patterns, which will lead to the greater of all earthly pleasures. Knowing your Creator better and discovering why you exist for Him. Number one, the Father's supernatural use of His vessels of wrath to guide you personally. Number two, a simple look at the life, not just the words of men like Abraham, Adam, Isaac, Israel, Peter, Shaul, and Yeshua himself. Number three, individual wisdom, insight, and revelation for you. And number four, individual direction for you personally. We will take each of these one for a time, and you will step into a purpose he predestined for you. For today, we ask that you till the soil of your heart and ask Yahweh even now to reveal and overcome any carnality-based perspective that has held you back. Come waiting to listen and hear. Till the soil today and be ready to plant the seeds of his love deep inside your consciousness. Up and away, loved one, to the highest of the heights, to the mind of Messiah. That is our devotional for this moment, for today. And we are going to do a little teaching on that. It's very important to understand things unsaid and what we're talking about here. You know, when you look at the scriptures and you read it just like a book, a regular book, it's just words on a paper. That's for what a book is. But the story comes alive. The words come alive, literally come alive when you see it with a different viewpoint, a different context. And then even when you read those words and they come alive like those 3D pictures in the old days, you know, you could look at it and all of a sudden you stare at it long enough and it becomes 3D. But there's something about scripture that's even different. I could tell the difference between somebody who is just not have Yahweh's spirit that's reading the word, versus somebody who understands and they see something that is not said. You see, there are many people that try to justify or try to do things based on literally the word says this and this is how it is. They don't get and understand that when you have the Rahadak Kodesh, the set apart spirit, not only do those words come alive, but you see, as we say in human terms, you see between the lines. You read between the lines. You read the real meanings of what the words that are being said. For those that try to prove scripture to me and say things like, well, right here it says Peter said, Yahweh told Peter to eat unclean food. They're not seeing what the words are really saying. The real meaning, the real code. It's like our own special language Yahweh gives us. When we have the Rahadak Kodesh and we read scripture, but we see what the real true meaning is. And there are other people that they don't get it because Yahweh has not yet opened up their eyes. And they look at the scripture, but they don't see what is being said. It says in the scriptures, many are called, but few are chosen. And there are so many out there. There are so many that are reading their scriptures, but not getting it. Why has so many people read the words that says, keep my commandments, but they don't keep his commandments? It's not even scripture that's not written. It's scripture that's written. And if people can't even see scripture that's written because of their brainwashed Christianity and all these other things that they're dealing with for so long that are against and opposed scripture, how do you expect to read things that are not written if you can't even understand the things that are written? How do you expect to go over and beyond human understanding if you can't even read things with a human understanding? I interviewed many people that were very scholarly and read their scriptures for a long time and finally came to the understanding of Torah, the understanding of obedience, the understanding of what it truly meant to repent. And I would ask them, why did you miss it for so long? You read it. I used to think people just weren't reading their Bibles, but I met these people. They read their Bibles. Why did you miss it? And all, without even talking to each other, gave me the same answer. Yahweh had not opened up their eyes. Yahweh had not opened up their eyes. There are people you can explain things to that make as clear sense as it can be to us. But until Yahweh opens up our eyes about certain things, about certain people, about certain situations, they're not going to get it. They're not going to understand it. And this is the situation many of us are in. And we look at the little devotional today, and we look at David, who Yahweh did not tell to build a house of cedar for the ark. But David knew. He just knew. There's no scriptural recording of Noah being told what clean and unclean animals are, but he knew. Yahweh speaks to us, and I am not confirming in an oral Torah or anything like that. No. Every word Yahweh spoke to Moses, Moses wrote down, and I believe in the written words of our Creator, not a man-made tradition of Judaism. But I tell you, when he speaks to us, he gives us that vision, and he opens up our eyes to things we haven't seen. And for those of you out there that think you have seen it all, there's so much you have not yet seen. Each day it's more and more. But we have to make an oath and a promise to do our best, to do our best. Even if we don't believe that we can be perfect in our physical obedience, we must be perfect in our physical, at least in our spiritual and our emotional and mental desire to be perfect physically. We must understand that repentance brings refreshing. We must understand that we are sinners and Yeshua saved us by his blood. And we must do our best to seek that vision that is not spoken, that vision that is unseen and unsaid. We must seek that vision to go over and beyond human understanding, to go over and beyond things that people can't see or comprehend, the joy that we have while we're suffering, to suffer well. Suffer well is not a concept that we can grasp onto in human terms. Suffer well is not a concept that people understand of simply human flesh. Suffering well takes us much deeper, much higher, and much closer to our Creator. For the Bible calls us clearly to do our best and not settle for anything less. And doing our best is every single day doing more than we did the day before. Remember, there's no neutrality with our Creator. There's no standing still. We're not just standing still. If you're standing still, according to his terms, you're moving backwards. He wants us to move forward. The average person out there that says they believe or understand our Creator is the lukewarm Christian. Is the Christian that could be swayed by the wind anyway and deceived anytime. But he wants us to be burning and on fire for his holy word and to not stop. He wants us to do our best always to seek that vision, to seek that understanding that goes way beyond human wisdom and understanding. It says in 1 Samuel 10 verse 7, after these signs take place, do what must be done, for Yahweh is with you. We must believe every second of every moment of every day Yahweh is with us. And with that comes no doubting and no fear. It comes a faith that is unexplainable to human wisdom and understanding. A faith in the unseen. A faith in the unsaid. Just knowing. Ecclesiastes 9 verse 10 says, whatever the activity in which you engage, do it with all your ability. Because there is no work, no planning, no learning, and no wisdom in the next world where you're going. Do it. Don't just try. Make it happen. 2 Timothy 2:15 says, do your best to present yourself to Yahweh as an approved worker who has nothing to be ashamed of, handling the word of truth with precision. We must respect and have a total understanding and respect the words that were breathing out of Yahweh's mouth. Not only created everything in this universe, created everything in the world and this universe, but even more, gave us our instructions, the Torah of our life, everything that he wants us to do right now in our lives. Everything is given to us right in the scriptures. Remember, let me say that again, the very words that Yahweh spoke that created this universe, that created everything, including us, is given to us in the scriptures and his commandments. And when he told us what to do and how to live and what to think is right there in our commandments. For if you doubt anything in scripture, you are doubting Genesis that says he created everything and gave us everything. We must not get weary and we must stay on the path and be patient for Yahweh's rule. It says in Galatians 6 verse 9, let's not get tired of doing what is good. For at the right time, we'll reap the harvest. For if we do not give up, do not give up. Just think about for a moment. If all the saints in scripture would have gave up when times got hard, if they all would have gave up when they weren't getting their prayers answered on their timing, if they would have gave up and not fulfilled their destiny because of deception of man, because of their flesh, no, they steadfast. They steadfast unto death. And never gave up and never stopped giving glory to Yahweh. And we must never stop giving glory to him. No matter what, anything and everything, we must never stop, never get tired. 2 Timothy 4:7 says, I have fought the good fight and have completed the race. I have kept the faith. And Yahweh calls us to keep the faith. It's clear in scripture we are in a race. and we must pace ourselves to the end so we finish. We are in a race, and we must pace ourselves to the end and to the finish. And suffering well during that time, but doing our best to finish that race with all great wisdom that Yahweh has blessed us with everything he provided us with to finish the race. Are you prepared to finish, to go to that extra colon? And he says in scripture, he gave his people. He invested in them. He gave them the talents. But the one that had no faith hid it because he didn't want to lose it. But the other ones, they invested, they harvested, and they reaped. It says in 1 Corinthians 9, 24 to 25, you know that in a race all the runners run, but only one wins the prize, don't you? You must run such a way that you may be victorious. Everyone who enters an athletic contest practices self-control in everything. They do it to win a wrath that withers away, but we run to win a prize that never fades. And it says in Proverbs, which is wisdom 16:3, commit your work to Yahweh, then it will succeed. How committed are you? How much do you trust our Creator? How much vision do you have of reading between the lines, of understanding what is not said, of having faith in the unseen? We've been doing this Suffer Well devotional long enough for you to know we cannot be lukewarm. We must rise above all human understanding and wisdom, above our own emotions and feelings, and be obedient to Yahweh's word, to take his holy gifts, the Holy Spirit, to help us, to carry and move us on. Commitment, to be fully committed no matter what, to his holy word, his instructions, his guidelines. Fully committed in prayer every day, fully committed in submission to him, fully committing to joy that goes beyond human understanding. Commit. Praise in his name every day. Praying often. Proclaiming his word to others. Reading his word daily. Repenting, which is a changing of our mind. And then rejoicing in his holy word. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Going to the extreme for him. Exactly. Our motivation must be seeking him fully. When it says to love him with all our heart, not just some of our heart, with everything, not stopping, not giving up of what we believe he wants for us to do and what he believes he wants us to accomplish in our lives, and letting nothing get in the way. 1 Timothy 4:10 says, that is why we labor and strive, because we have put our hope in the living God, who is the Savior of all people, and especially of those who believe. Do you believe? Do you believe? Well, keep on the path and keep moving forward. Don't let anything stop you. Don't stop to think, well, what ifs and could be's and possibilities. No, you know the truth. Now go and grab your destiny to understand the things that are unsaid and the things we don't know. When Yeshua came up to the people and he said, follow me, they followed him. They didn't stop to think about it. They followed him. They dropped everything and followed him. And he's calling us to follow him. Are you ready to drop everything and anything and follow him? Hebrews 12 verses 2 and 3 says, fixing our attention on Yeshua, the pioneer and perfecter of the faith, who in view of the joy set before him, endured the cross, disregarding its shame, and has sat down at the right hand of the throne of Yahweh. Think about the one who endured such hostility for sinners, so that you may not become tired and give up. Now, I know there are many of you listening right now in different situations. Some of you are understanding and believing what I said and enthusiastic to start your day, to find ways to give glory to our wonderful Creator, just like David was seeking to build a more glorious place, a special place for the Rahadak Kodesh to dwell and to be. We're seeking. We're so excited to start our day and get these things done. But then there are others of you that have the sin of doubt. The sin of doubt and the sin of fear. Things that are holding you back. The spiritual battles that you are choosing to lose. Yes, I said choosing to lose. Because it all depends on which side we choose. of victory or not. We must choose the victorious side of Yahweh with no exception. And that is not the side of flesh or understanding by human wisdom. That goes beyond all that. There are some of you that are listening right now that'll make the excuse that you're already doing all you can do. And I submit to you that you're not even coming close to doing all you can do. If you're making excuses of why you can't and shouldn't be keeping the guidelines and instructions about Creator that Yahweh's very own mouth spoke to said to keep, you're running the race in the wrong direction. In the wrong direction. If you've been sucked into the lie of Christianity that the law was nailed to the cross and we no longer need to do anything because Yeshua did everything for us, you're running the race backwards. Backwards. If you're ready to do your best for him, it's how you turn your direction around and started running towards him. And that includes obedience to his holy word and faith going beyond human understanding. You'll no longer have the sin of doubt and fear in your life. You'll no longer have the sin of worry, the worrying of man. But you'll be able to praise our Creator in all things. Romans 5 verses 6 to 8 says, when we were utterly helpless, Yeshua came at just the right time and died for us sinners. Now, most people would not be willing to die for an upright person, though someone might perhaps be willing to die for a person who is especially good. But Yahweh showed his great love for us by sending Yeshua to die for us while we were still sinners. And 1 Corinthians 10:31 says, so whatever you eat or drink or whatever you do, do it all to the glory of Yahweh. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And ask yourself, are you doing everything that you do in your life to glorify him and to his glory? Everything. Not cutting yourself short ever, 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 ever. All unto him. Romans 12:11 says, never be lazy in your work, but serve Yahweh enthusiastically. Enthusiasm makes the difference. Never, ever, ever underline, highlight, and bold that word. Never be lazy in your work for Yahweh, but serve him enthusiastically. I see that and I think about people and their laziness for the word, their laziness for obedience to the word. And I read the scripture, never be lazy in your work, the holy work that he spoke to you in the commandments of our Creator. Proverbs 12:24 says, the diligent hand will rule, but laziness will lead to forced labor. We ask and wonder why we're in certain situations in life. Are we doing our best? Are we moving forward with all excelling forward as much as possible? In Proverbs 13:4 says, the slacker craves yet has nothing, but the diligent is fully satisfied. Are you fully satisfied today as you hear this? Are you fully satisfied with the job you're doing, with the glory you're sharing? Are you satisfied with where you are in your walk? Are you satisfied with everything you've done in your life? Are you satisfied with all the things you know you have to do? Have you heard? Are you willing to submit to the will of our Creator and keep his commandments? Are you willing to stay in the lie of Christianity? Are you willing to stay in the deception of the world? Are you willing to stay in the flesh? Or are you willing to jump into the spirit? That's up to you. That's your choice. Stop rejecting the Radah Kodesh, the Holy Spirit. Take it and move forward. Now's the time. We've waited long enough, sorrowing in our suffering well, looking for remorse and justification and all these things. It's time to be confident and move forward. It's time to take the offense and get off the defense. It's time to move forward. Remember, Yeshua with his heel can stomp the enemy under his feet, just like he stomped Satan under his feet. 2 Timothy 2 verses 6 and 7 says, and hard-working farmers should be the first to enjoy the fruit of their labor. Think about what I am saying. Yahweh will help you understand all these things, even things unsaid, even things unseen before. You should be the first to enjoy the fruit of your labor. He says, think about these things. And I call you today as you read scripture to just slow down and be still and know that he is Yahweh. And think about these things that he wants us to do. Think about the things he calls us to do. Think about them. Remember in Matthew 19:26, Yeshua looked at them and replied, this is impossible for mere humans, but for Yahweh all things are possible. And it says in the scriptures, we can do all things through him who strengthens us. All things. And when we comprehend all things, underline and highlight the word all things. If you doubt you cannot do all things, then you doubt Genesis 1:1. Yahweh spoke and it existed. You doubt everything in scripture if you doubt what Yahweh told us. All things means all things, nothing less. Nothing less. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. All things are possible to him that believes. Ephesians 2 verses 10 says, "For we are his workmanship, created in Yeshua, a wonderful Messiah, for good works, which Yahweh prepared beforehand, that we should walk in them." The good things that he planned for us a long time ago, that we should walk in them. Are you ready to take that step? Are you ready to get up and walk? Are you ready to get up and run in the right direction? In the right direction. And then it said in 2 Corinthians 8, verse 7, "But as you excel in everything in faith, in speech, in knowledge, and all eagerness, and in the love from us, that you make sure that you excel in the act of kindness as well." Keeping us on the correct, right path that he wants. That he wants. It says in Matthew 7, 14, "How narrow is the gate and difficult road that leads to life, and few find it. Many are called, but few are chosen." But the concept, the reality is, many are called, but few choose. We must do our best to avoid disobedience, to avoid sin, and move in the right direction. Move in the right direction. Let nothing hold you back. James 4, 7 says, "Therefore, submit yourselves to Yahweh. Resist the devil, and he will run from you." Use the strength of Yeshua in Colossians 1, 29. "That's why I work and struggle so hard, depending on Yeshua's mighty power that works in me." Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And then remember Philippians 4:13. "I can do all things through Yeshua who strengthens me." Settle for nothing less. Nothing less. Nothing less. And it's time to move forward. So we'll be looking at these things here in the next couple of days, the things unsaid in Scripture, and have wonderful examples from those before us to move us and keep us in the right direction. Pray, praise, proclaim, read and repent, submit and rejoice in a wonderful Creator. That's where we need to be. And that's where I pray you are. Have a blessed day. Give all the glory to Yahweh for his wonderful works. Please go to my website at TorahLifeMinistries.org and see more of these Suffer Well devotionals. And use them to help you unlock that vision, the keys to the kingdom. That'll just show us everything that Yahweh wants us to do. Have a blessed day, everybody. Yahweh be with you all, and shalom, shalom.
Come out of the world. You have been listening to Torah Life Ministries with your host, Paul Nisan. If you would like to learn more, please visit TorahLifeMinistries.org or call 917-407-2270. This program is made possible by the generous support of listeners like you. To donate, visit the website at TorahLifeMinistries.org or send your gift to Torah Life Ministries, P.O. Box 16156, West Palm Beach, Florida 33411. And thank you for your prayers and generous support. Torah Life Ministry.
Be spent on you.